So for myself, as you know, a monk of ordained in the lineage of Ajahn Chah, then people often assume that, you know, therefore you're a student of Ajahn Sumedho or a disciple of Ajahn Sumedho or something like this. And our tradition is actually much more complex than that, and there are all these kind of currents and different kinds of emphases and so on within the tradition itself. For myself, I have to say Ajahn Sumedho's teachings have never been particularly important. I read one or two of his books when I was like an anagarika or a novice, and then I went to one of his retreats, which I was actually didn't really want to go on, but was kind of encouraged to go on, and you know, it was kind of okay, but I really didn't have a particularly good time on that retreat for one reason or another.
How bad?
Well, I did my knee in at the beginning of the retreat, because Ajahn Sumedho was sitting there talking to all the monks for hours, and I did my knees in, and then I was sitting on a chair for the whole retreat, and then during the retreat Ajahn Sumedho says, "Ah, these young monks who are trying to be too tough and sitting meditation and do their knees in." So I was sitting there thinking, "Ah, it was you. Anyway, that was only a kind of a minor point. But then, you know, he would say things like, "The mind, the mind that's knowing, that's unconditioned, isn't it?" And I kind of want to yell out, "No, it's not unconditioned, it's very conditioned." But I kind of felt that I couldn't, and there wasn't a lot of opportunity for reflection, dialogue, discussion of these kinds of things. It was pretty much, that's the way it is, and if you don't like it, then there's not much room there. I myself was very inspired by the suttas ever since I started meditating, and I was like very naturally gravitated towards that, and I thought, wow, this is it. And I haven't, just personally haven't really been interested in it. And obviously, I think Ajahn Sumedho has some good things to say, and he has a very, he has this kind of charismatic presence, you know, when you're giving a Dhamma talk and so on, there is a feeling, like there's a feeling of gravitas, there's a feeling of some kind of depth there. And, you know, I don't kind of belittle his ability to maintain that and project that. I think that there's something kind of seriously, there is something powerful going on. You know? But for me, I couldn't really connect with the content of his teaching very well. And so I've looked in other ways. Yeah? I've been a follower of Ajahn Brahm for many years, and I've been studying suttas and so on and so forth. And this has been much more important for me than Ajahn Sumedho's teachings as such.